Random House Audio presents Son of a Gun, a memoir by Justin St. Germain. Read for you by George Newbern. I was riding my bike home from class when a plane roared overhead. A green A-10, flying so low I could read its markings. I took my eyes off the road to watch it cross the sky. I'd been living in Tucson for a year, and hardly noticed the planes anymore as they flew over the city to and from the Air Force base. But it had been 9 days since the towers fell, and we were all newly conscious of planes. I was 20 years old and thought often of the future. I knew the world had changed, but I didn't know how much. I rode my bike recklessly, helmetless and against traffic, hopping curbs and cutting across yards on my way to the rented house I shared with my brother, sweating through my shirt in the liquid heat. The streets shimmered like rivers. It was almost the end of summer, the last days of a long siege. When I remember that bike ride, it's always beautiful. A bright, expansive sky. Tires whizzing on the road. My heart still whole and beating fast. About a mile, that ride, from the University Mall, gone brown and patchy after months of punishing sun, by the bricks and banners of Greek Row, down the sidewalks of strip malls along Speedway, past the squat stucco houses of my neighborhood, to the dirt yard of our bungalow, where, inside, the phone is ringing. A mile, a few minutes of my life, a few hundred beats of a young heart. But in my memory, it lasts forever. And I remain that young man riding his bike, never reaching that front porch. That moment is golden. It's gone. It's a myth. But I remember it. When I reached our driveway, I got off my bike to check the mailbox. The screen door flew open.